Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Hello everyone, I'm here with Lunavella and his friend Fernanda for Fancy New Band. How are you guys?
Real good.
Good, thanks.
Good. Awesome. Hey, sorry Fernanda, I'll pass you this mic while I'm speaking on this one.
Thank you.
You're good. That's all good. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Grateful to be here.
Yeah, all good. Good to have you guys. I just wanted to start off by asking about the name Lunavella. How did you get to that? It's got sort of Italian vibe to it.
Yeah, I think. I used to be in a band called Collapsing Cities back in the day, and Collapsing Cities is actually, I didn't come up with the band name, but it's actually quite a hard band name to trump.
Yeah.
Like, and Lunavella was my band before Collapsing Cities, so I was just like, tried to come up with a band name, but it's just really hard to come up with stuff that doesn't suck.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know, it's like finding
that. It's so hard, yeah.
It's always, I think the thing is with music, it's you're always riding a line between wanting to not take yourself too seriously, but then also be it to be good. And then it's the same with songwriting. It's like you don't want to be too earnest, but you want to be honest.
Yeah.
You don't want to be funny, you want to be witty.
For sure.
You don't, you know, you're always writing
a fine line. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like what I talked about before is like, I want to write dumb songs.
Yeah.
I want to sing pop songs about dumb stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't want it to be like completely dumb. I just want it to be kind of like a little bit dumb.
True, like an Easter egg. Like you're listening to it and then you're like, oh, if I listen closely, these lyrics are kind of, they're kind of dumb in a nice way.
Yeah, not like that's so dumb.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Kind of like that's kind of dumb, but it's kind of catchy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Now, yeah. You brought your friend Fernanda along to sing with you. Do you guys usually collaborate, or is this your guys' first time sort of doing something together?
Yeah, this is the first time. It was actually pretty lucky that we met, and yeah, it's been super cool to work with him.
Oh,
and
wicked.
I don't really do a lot of things like outside.
Yeah.
So I just really like to sing, and it's just such a cool opportunity.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And so another question: Lunavella is your solo project. Do you, when you perform, do you usually have like a backing band when you do perform, or is it sort of just sort of solo gig?
That's the thing. I mean, like, so I finished my debut album, but I kind of went over budget making this album because everybody wants money from you at every stage of making
so
an album.
Money. Yeah.
But I'm not complaining. I'm grateful to like have made an album that I think's that I like.
Yeah.
But I kind of can't be bothered paying with, because all my friends who are musicians like want to be paid, which is totally fair enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I've hemorrhaged enough money making this album. I feel like I've done this album the right way and the wrong way. Like in terms of the right way, in terms of I've made the album I've always wanted to make.
Yeah.
But the wrong way in terms of like, I went overboard. Like I got this guy, I got some like really good people to mix the song,
so yeah, right.
And
so
it's just like, so it sounds like how I want it to sound, but it's cost me quite a bit of money. And then I'm like I sold all my shares to to do
this
album.
Commitment. That
which
is
sort of commitment, because I was like, oh, I've been talking about this album for so long, punishing my friends, and I was like, I just gotta do it, no one's gonna help me, I'm gonna do it. It wasn't cheap, but then I'm like, I don't want to spend any more money touring and paying people to tour. So I'm like,
solo project. Yeah, true.
I'm just like, if I'm going to just tour backing tracks and whoever wants to come and whoever I don't have to pay.
Yeah, oh, right. Well, and yes, you can swear if you like.
Okay.
Yeah. But only not too much, you know.
Okay,
cool. We've got families listening.
Basically, just kind of look, gonna look at playing as many gigs, but like being the support band or whatever, and just playing with backing tracks and not spending any money paying to play.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, should we get into some music? What's this first song that you guys have got here?
So this song's called Next of Kin.
Yeah.
I guess it's a love song.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Awesome. Yeah. All right, we'll just set your mics up here. Get the
Thank
mic
you.
Down to the guitar. And then, Fernanda, I'll pass this mic over to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a broken melody from within. And baby,
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 you're my next of kin.
Wow. Well done, guys. That was great.
Thank you.
Like chills. I haven't had a acoustic set performed like in front of me before. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good.
Was that so? The love song, is that about just an experience you've had, or sort of just love itself?
Good question. No, it's just kind of a love song. Like I used to be really anti love songs back in the day.
Yeah.
Which is kind of stupid, really.
A lot of songs are love songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's just.
I like dark love songs.
Yeah, true.
It's quite dark.
Yeah.
The lyrics are quite dark, but it's definitely my favorite song on the album.
For sure.
Same.
You like that one?
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, it's good. I was just interested, your music creation process. I had a question. I was just wondering, like, are you one of those artists that sort of go and sit down by a piano and like knock out some chords and start that way, or do you sort of start with lyrics and then maybe add music on later in the process?
Good question. Like, I think I have two ways of writing songs. Like, so for like the kind of the dumber songs on the like silly songs like 6 out of 10 Friend,
yeah,
and there's a song called Middle Management Arsehole on my next album.
Oh, cool.
Like just for songs like that,
yeah,
like it's like generally we'll come out with a song title and just we'll come up with a concept, but for like they're quite emotional songs on this album that just kind of come out of you and then you'll be like, oh, what's that about? And then you'll be like, ugh. That's so emotional.
Yeah, true. A lot of emotion. Yeah. Oh, that's wicked. And so obviously there's been the COVID-19 pandemic in the last couple of years. What's that sort of been like for you guys? Is that been sort of productive, or is it sort of been time to reflect on yourself and things like that?
Well, that's a heavy question.
We're getting deep.
I don't know. I think that it's been a good experience for me, to be honest. Mm. Like, I feel like I've grown so much from this, and I've just tried to, different career paths for me, and also like really going for what I like, which is, design and music.
True.
And, I hope that in the future I just keep doing this because it's just so much fun. And
For sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. And yeah, what about you, Steve?
It's just really cool to be making music again. I've been negative on music for so long. And it's just nice to have the love of the process back.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Because that's the most important thing. You gotta
have fun.
And I think we're gonna like try and do a project that is Fernandez as well musically, which would be kind of fun as
cool.
To like do something collaboratively with some friends.
Yeah.
And it's the last time I did music, I didn't make any friends. So it's like I was just so out the gate.
Oh my god, what is music without friends?
I know. And so this time it's just gonna like it's kind of fun again, and it's kind of like cool to like. I've worked with some really talented people like Ben Lawson, who's like an amazing mixing engineer.
Yeah.
And it's cool because he's like from the hip hop world.
Oh, wow.
Which I quite like in terms of, I don't like the idea of working with a rock producer. Right.
Yeah, yeah. You like the hip hop style.
I'd rather make rock music with a hip hop person just because they won't do those kind of tropes of like, butt rock kind of stuff.
Just their classic rock tropes,
Those sort of big stadium drums. And
yeah.
I don't know. And working with Ben Lawson was just like amazing. Like hopefully I can get him to produce my next album.
Yeah.
I worked with a few different people on this album, but he was just like, the mixes that he did were just like by far the best.
Mm. Yeah.
Like
totally.
He's just like got the magic ears. So it's been kind of cool to. Sorry, I'm not really answering the question, but just to work out who, like, it's like trial and error. You work out you like working with and sort of like go, oh, cool, I like working with Fernanda, I like working with my friend Alistair, and I like working with my friend Ben, and then it's just like, just work with them.
Make it fun, you know.
Make it fun, because they,
Yeah, and so, all right, so your next song, what's this next song called and what's it about?
It's called Elevators.
Elevators.
It's about sobriety.
Oh, okay.
Which is,
A journey.
A journey. The next song after that is called People That You Know, which is just kind of self-explanatory, I guess. It's just about people that
you
don't really know.
Oh, fair. Awesome. Well, let's kick into the second song.
Thank you.
Cool, thank you.
All good. We're just sorting out a laptop thing here. It happens. Let's see. Are you plugged in? Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Start again. I know the problem. All right. There we go.
Cool. Drifting past my cloud.
They don't seem to understand my signals. Elevators drifting past my cloud. They don't seem to understand my signals. Looking back at the damage that I've done this time around, I'll take the blame so you can see my face clearly in the sun. Elevators drifting past my cloud. People talking over each other, not listening. Elevators drifting past my cloud. They don't seem to understand my signals. Elevators drifting past my cloud. People talking over each other, not listening.
Awesome, guys. Well done. That was so cool. Well, we were just before the show, we were talking about how obviously, and before you were saying how there's the serious music and the fun, silly music. And yep. You're saying that, funnily enough, all of the music you're playing today was all the serious stuff.
<You too. laughs>
It sounds great, though. It sounds great.
I think it's kind of like, you know, it sort of sums up the times. It's been a crazy time, but we probably should have played some of the dumb stuff.
I think it's like what people can go see now and see, like, oh, yeah. What's this dumb stuff he's talking about?
Yeah, I think having I like the idea of having emotional songs and then really dumb songs.
Yeah,
like just having that mix, so it's not all super serious.
Yeah, totally.
But then it's not all
not taking yourself too seriously.
Too seriously,
and, yeah.
Totally.
For yeah. sure. I feel like a lot of people in music do that. Way too seriously.
I took myself way too seriously last time I did music. And honestly, you just set yourself up for failure if you take it all seriously. Because no one cares as much as you do.
Yeah.
True.
Ultimately.
As long as it sounds good, you know?
Yeah.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so we got your final song now. Yeah. So it's called, what were you saying it was called again?
It's called People That You Know.
People That You Know.
So I wrote this one with my old bandmate and good friend, James Brennan, who lives in London. Shout out if he's listening. And again, Ben Lawson, The Magic Ears, mixed it, and he mixed both these songs, and they sound so, yeah, I'm so happy with them.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's have a listen.
Thank you for having us.
No worries.
Thank you.
No worries.
Cherry blossoms in Osaka, all the darkness of the morning after, all the people that you know, that you don't really know.
Blossoms in Osaka, all the darkness of the morning after, all the people that you know, that you don't really know. All the cherry blossoms in Osaka, all the darkness of the morning after, all the people that you know, that you don't really know. Cherry blossoms in Osaka, all the darkness of the morning after, all the people that you know, that you don't really know. All the cherry blossoms in Osaka, all the darkness of the morning after, all the people that you know, that you don't really know.
Wow, thank you guys so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure to have you guys here this morning.
It's so much
fun. That was heaps fun. Thank you so much for having
us. No worries.
Really appreciate it.
If people want to hear more of you and you guys, where can they find you? Spotify.
Just Spotify, Luna Vela. Spotify.
Spotify, check it out.
Album comes out June 3rd.
Yeah.
And just going to put out 2 more singles before then, and friend's going to help me make a music video as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you.
And keep doing what you're doing. It's sounding great.
Oh, thank you so much.
No worries.
Cheers, bro.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.